Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia and the surrounding counties will move from red to yellow next Friday. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf made the announcement today, also adding 16 counties in western PA will move to green. Health Secretary Rachel Levine warns it's no time to let our guard down.
While we can resume some of our regular activities, it is important to be alert to the fact that COVID-19 has not gone away.
Both Wolf and Levine say while they are comfortable relaxing some restrictions, masks and social distancing remain important. Retail stores, offices, warehouses, and child care centers are among the businesses that can reopen in Philadelphia 1 week from today under the city's plan for moving into the yellow phase. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the city is imposing guidelines on how they'll be able to operate.
This is not returning to where we were before the epidemic. This is not reopening Philadelphia.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says the easing of restrictions is being done in safe mode with precautions not outlined by the state. For example, every business will have to provide employees with masks and require that employees and customers wear them inside at all times. They'll have to provide hand sanitizer, keep everyone 6 feet apart, and allow no more than 5 people per 1,000 feet of space.
The city recommends against any social or religious gatherings, even if less than 25 people attend. Dr. Farley warns a resurgence in coronavirus cases could put the city back in the red. The Philadelphia Parking Authority, meantime, will begin resuming on-street parking enforcement on June 8th. Executive Director Scott Petrie says the authority will resume ticketing for expired meters in Center City and University City and then expand citywide by June 22nd.
We have a long phased-in process. It will not be full enforcement for several weeks. It'll phase in.
He says drivers are already getting warnings on their windshields that enforcement is returning. Governor Phil Murphy is laying out a broad plan for getting New Jersey residents to the new normal in the short term, with changes on the way for everything from child care to church services. Details from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Child care for all resumes June 15th. Youth baseball and softball on the 22nd and day camps July 6th, assuming all comply with health and safety guidelines still being developed. Horse racing will be back next weekend. You can bet online, but you can't go to the track. You might be able to go back to church, though, in a couple of weeks. Governor Phil Murphy will work with faith leaders to expand the number of people allowed inside for services.
And Governor Murphy says low-income people who can't pay their rent will be able to apply next month for relief from the state. A police lieutenant is recovering after officials say he was shot Friday morning at a CVS pharmacy in South Philadelphia. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports he just got off of work when he jumped into action.
Police had been looking for a 50-year-old man reported to be suicidal, on drugs, and carrying 3 guns. An officer happened to see him and confronted him at the CVS at 14th and Reed. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says Lieutenant Robert Friel just got off work, was nearby, and tried to help. At the store, Outlaw says he was shot in the leg and there was a close call.
The male gained possession of the officer's service weapon and fired 1 shot, striking the floor.
The man was then arrested.
Lieutenant Friel is the brother of Officer Joseph Friel, who was killed by a drunk driver in the 1990s. Although postponed in March because of the COVID-19 crisis, major improvements to Philadelphia's animal intake facility are back on track. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
After securing funding, professional guidance, and a new leader, the Animal Care and Control Team of Philadelphia, or ACT Philly, is making its shelter more safe and comfortable for animal staff and visitors. The adoption area is nearly complete, and now ACT Philly's Executive Director, Aurora Velasquez, says work has begun on the kennel area that can house up to 80 dogs.
What it's going to do is just improve the way that we're able to house animals and add into the shelter some really crucial spaces that we don't have right now.
One new crucial space, an isolation area. Last year, several animals had to be euthanized after an outbreak of a canine upper respiratory illness. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.